Coming at you recorded from parts around the globe, it's the LFTO Thinkerbox. Today, we have Leia.
I've forgotten what the hell I was going to say because I've been up for too fucking long.
Miss Zara.
Let's see. Denzel Washington walks into my house, says, give me a blowjob. I say, okay, and I start cracking out the Kahlua and the shot glasses.
Kyrie Ann.
Uncut, and it's so long.
Akeev.
It's uncut and so long.
And a person you only hear three times, the Sylvester.
I don't care, I did it again.
That was one. I'm your host, Prophet02, and with me is my co-host, Amari T.
Let's just pretend I did. I'm gonna say we now, and that guy who we hate can just edit it in.
Today, the Thinkerbox is talking about sexuality. Get those bow-chicka bow-wows ready. All right, let's go around the panel real quick. Go ahead and we'll start with Akeev. State your sexuality, please.
I'm a transgendered pansexual.
Leia, same question.
I'm straight.
Kai, same question.
I'm a lesbian.
Ooh.
Miss Z, what is your sexuality?
Yes, please.
All right, moving right up. Sil, what's your sexuality?
Bi curious.
I'm R.A.T.
Bye.
And I am straight.
Oh, stay. This is my one relevant story to the podcast topic.
Woo! We will make sure to include it.
It's edited out. It's going to be edited out.
This is actually going to take just 1 second of backstory. So I shop at the local co-op because that's where I like to shop. And there is a checkout guy there who is just so super cute. And I tend to kind of covertly flirt with him when I go in. At least I think it's covert, you know. But you never can judge yourself. So and, you know, if he's in the checkout lines, I'll, you know, try to purposely go into his checkout line without looking like I'm purposely going into his checkout line just so we can chat. So I found that it can be very difficult when you like somebody to figure out, are they the right orientation for me? Because I was telling people, like, he's really, really cute, and I like flirting with him, but, you know, I'm trying to work up the nerve to ask if he's single, and then, if he is, to ask, is he straight?
You know, you could just ask him out, and those questions could answer themselves.
Usually by his response.
I have to work up the nerve to this, you see. So tonight, I was in the co-op, and he was there, and he actually struck up a conversation with me and was totally, completely flirty, and so I left there in a very good mood.
Yes. Okay.
I think he's straight.
I've actually had, I was working at a restaurant and the owner of the restaurant asked me if I was straight. Well, asked me if I was into guys or something like, that's what he asked, if I was into guys. And I found this to be extraordinarily uncomfortable because, first of all, I'm bi, so I suppose yes. but I don't particularly want to explain this to him, and I thought it was inappropriate that he was asking anyway. So then I just said yes, and he was like, oh, you answered that quickly. And then I was wondering if I should have said no so that he would stop flirting with me.
Probably would have flirted with you harder.
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age, is it inappropriate to ask somebody what their orientation is?
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah, I agree.
He was my boss, who was like 30 years older than
okay.
me.
All right, boss aside, yes, I agree in that
yeah,
situation.
That would be excruciatingly awkward. If my boss asked me that, I wouldn't know how to answer. He's like a total sweetheart, but I know he's like extremely, extremely conservative. Mm-hmm. So I know like he wouldn't legally be allowed to fire me, but like I would have that kind of worry in my mind because
right.
there's still problems like that. I'd be like, can I even tell him the truth?
It's the kind of thing where you don't want to feel like it's something you're ashamed of, like it's something
yeah.
that's wrong that you hide. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are going to be people who will be against you in some way because of it.
And you know, you can answer, it's either none of your business or I don't feel comfortable discussing it. You don't have to give a yes or no or one or the other.
If you answer that, automatically the answer is you're gay.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
there is this perception
if
that
you
if you don't answer,
you
then obviously the answer is yeah.
Right. If
yes,
you Because if you were straight, you'd be open about it.
It has been proven that people can be biologically born gay, so why is sexuality still considered so fluid outside of homophobic circles?
I think you're born with a tendency, but that tendency can be manipulated based on experiences either in your childhood or later in life. So it's not so much that you're born so concretely one thing. It does stay fluid, but you're still, like, there's that center thing that you generally are.
I think it's people's tendency to want to make things simple when things are very complicated. You know, it's not one or two. There are, you know, 10 shades, but people want to make them one or two. And if you don't fit neatly into one or the other, they try to find an excuse for it. Some people are just born 100% one way. Some people fluidly go one way or the other. Some people consciously make a decision to try other things. I think there's not one answer because everybody is different.
The reason why I actually asked that question is because my dad is gay. However, I did not find that out until I was like 15 years old. And he left my mother when I was like 3 years old or something. And so they obviously kept this from me because, you know, like what three-year-old, you know, understands that. But like, he felt really, really guilty about it. He married my mother not knowing this. And so like, I can't believe that somebody is like born gay the way some people like say that, because he didn't choose to break up this family and like, and, you know, hurt my mother and like, and all that stuff, because who would choose that? I don't know. It just got confusing to me.
Well, that's complicated too, because then if you say that he's not born gay, what changed him from being straight and loving your mother to being gay and leaving her?
I actually don't know.
Let's say that for argument's sake, somebody is born gay. But growing up, we are surrounded. You know, everybody always says, oh, you know, kids shouldn't be exposed to sexuality. But they are every single day. Every time you see a prince and a princess get together at the end of a cartoon, that is expressing a straight sexuality into their world. And since they are inundated with that, of course it makes sense that somebody who is born gay might grow up very confused about what they feel and what they are attracted to, because they've had very little other input in their life.
That's exactly what happened to me. I didn't even realize there was anything different about me until I was 16 years old. 16 years of thinking I was straight, and then I finally figured it out. Generally, in that period of adolescence, you would kind of start to figure it out because of your own, like, hormones and attraction to other things. But, like, if you're good at denial, then you could live all the way up until your 30s and not realize it.
Think about like 50 or more years ago, before there was this prevalent concept of homosexuality. Like, if you were attracted to another gender, all you would think is, what's wrong with me? You wouldn't understand that this was a thing, that it had a name. You would just be like, why am I not? Does everyone feel this way? If not everyone feels this way, then why am I different? What's wrong with me?
It just wasn't openly talked about. So, most sexual things weren't really openly talked about either. So,
which caused some depravity, because like, I wasn't aware of until very recently that there is actually a thing of Victorian porn, and it's the most depraved stuff that you'll ever read, because they were so like strict about that stuff. It's like the stuff they
poured into that writing, and it was horrible. It was horrible writing.
Jesus, you made me want to read that.
I'm gonna keep you innocent, because it's not something that you need to
no, you fucking spam the buddy club with that, thank you. So my eyes will never be the same again.
By the way, for anyone interested, the word homosexuality, if I remember correctly, was first coined in the year 1902.
I thought it was 1800s, but yeah, that's probably right. See, because I thought it was, you know, the philosophers around Freud and things like that that gave it a name. But even if it wasn't understood as that name, it's been understood since the beginning of history that some people aren't attracted to the same gender. The only difference is how each society has reacted to it. Some embraced it, some ignored it, and some vilified it.
One of the cultures that embraced it is the Spartan army. They believed that if there were lovers in the army together, if one of the lovers died, they'd be much more likely to be like lividly vengeful of their lover than just like a friend or a comrade.
Well, it's been generally understood by some people throughout time, but if you go into, like, little towns, like, it would be completely ignored. It wouldn't be talked about at all. So if you grew up there, you would just have no idea, you know, that that was a thing.
And like I said, I mean, it has been viewed differently throughout history. In China, for example, two women together was considered very acceptable and encouraged. Two men together was absolutely discouraged.
I found this really, really good book at a bookstore once that it was a history of, like, forbidden sex. So it talked about homosexuality, it talked about, like, prostitutes, it talked about all kinds of stuff. And one of the things that they had was that female homosexuality had a tendency to be more encouraged because guys were arrogant enough to think, oh, women couldn't get real sexual pleasure without a dick. So they're all like, okay,
that's,
you know,
not necessarily universal. For lots of cultures, it was the stigma attached to being the one on the bottom that made it wrong. Because because a man could subjugate a woman and two women can be together, but for a man to subjugate another man and basically turn him into a woman is why it's culturally unacceptable in most places that it was unacceptable. Because
that's
basically a man was being treated like a woman, and that was unacceptable.
That's how it was in ancient Greece and in ancient Egypt. I've read about this before. They weren't quite as down on it as some societies are, but definitely the submissive one in the relationship was viewed with a lot more hatred.
Well, I mean, that's just plain true throughout history.
So with the stereotype of a butch lesbian or of extremely effeminate, flamboyant gay man, for yourselves personally, how does your personal sexuality come out in the way you express yourself? Do you feel like you fit a stereotype, or that you try to avoid a stereotype, or are you just you and it doesn't matter?
I personally, being transgendered pansexual, pansexuals are being known for being very promiscuous. For people who don't know what promiscuous means, they're pretty much known to be whores. I spend a lot of time trying to make sure that I'm not viewed that way. Sometimes I do dress as a girl. I wear girls' clothes to school. I've told many of you about this. One day I actually wore a bra to school, a stuffed bra to school, under my shirt so it looked like I had boobs. It was the best day ever.
I love you, Akeev. I really do.
I'm actually very impressed with your school for not doing something about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And people still talk about it, and I just kind of wave it off as whatever. I don't care what you think. But the school itself didn't say anything. We're trying to be known, I guess, as a very open school. And actually, this year, I've been the one who's been trying to set up the gay pride group for our school, and we're in the process of getting it approved by the principal.
Even though I am straight, I find it's very fun to flirt with girls that I know in public, just to watch people's reaction to it.
Like you and Bean at PAX?
A little, not quite as much. One of the gals that I work with, a group of us had gone to the bar, and one of the gals I work with there, she's very flirty anyway, just in a very fun, bubbly way, not in any kind of sexual way, but she just, it's the way her personality is. So when we got together, we were basically flirting in the bar with one another, very, very flamboyantly, almost, just because it was hilarious to see the reaction of the people not in our group.
I'm kind of surprised you get any reaction, because it's pretty socially acceptable for straight women to flirt with each other.
But I still live in a very small town.
There's definitely a double standard with that, though.
Yes.
Like, growing up, it's kind of stupid how my childhood went, because starting from fourth grade, I don't know how the kids decided this, but they decided that I was a lesbian before I had even realized that I was actually myself.
Aww.
So I was called a lesbian all through school. And, like, I couldn't do anything like that at all without being called on it. But then, like, the very girls that were making fun of me would be able to, like, hug each other, like, kiss each other on the cheek. And I would get, like, so pissed off at them for that, because obviously it's like, you guys are making fun of me for doing things that you're doing at the same time, and you're such hypocrites.
Well, that's because you weren't in the cool people circle. If you were in the cool people circle, they wouldn't have cared.
You know, the funny thing is that in my high school, it was popular to be a lesbian. Like, there were all kinds of girls claiming to be a lesbian because it was the popular thing to be.
No, that is the reason. One of the reasons why there are so many problems with, like, especially with bisexuality, because it's easier to claim that you're bisexual. Oh, so you can, like, sleep with a guy because that's so attractive to them. Of course, then that really helps perpetrate that bad stereotype for bisexual people.
And it tends to be that kind of thing, that lesbians don't believe that, you know, a bisexual is really bisexual. They're just doing that to get a guy.
Because I identified as bisexual before I went through a bunch of crap dating guys and realized I wasn't actually, that I have more sympathy for that. I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm a completely open-minded and non-judgmental person when it comes to this kind of thing, too, that I just, it's the person that matters, it's not anything else.
Before we get too far away from the topic, I want to drag us back for a second. The Prophet, as the token straight man in the chat tonight,
yes.
Do you find that men overcompensate to try to not be labeled as gay by, even normal affection they would have, they have to hide it?
Sometimes, yes. You have to, for some reason, straight men have to make it known that I am a straight man. There are people that I probably work with, as soon as I made crack about, you know, Denzel and this and that, would have labeled me a homosexual, would have shunned me as such, probably try to get me in trouble, and it maybe just...
so wrong, though.
It is.
If you know somebody for a long time, and it happened, why do people automatically start acting different around them, even though, you know, from the time that nobody knew that they were gay to the time that they announced that they were, their personality and the way they acted never changed. Like, I told my parents just a few days, like, I told my dad yesterday and my mom Sunday that I'm pansexual, and I had to reassure them that the way I act won't change. The way I've been acting since forever isn't going to change just because it's now open knowledge that I feel that way. So why do people have such a hard time just with the knowledge that somebody's gay, just treating them the same way?
Especially, well, I think, especially with the same gender, people are always going to be stupid and wonder, have they ever, like, looked at me weird? Have they ever, like, been attracted to me? Do I, like, turn them on? This is so awkward. Like, people automatically assume that. An orientation doesn't mean that you're, like, a sex fiend all the time, but they're going to start assuming things like this and think about it all the time, and then it makes them awkward. You know, if someone is attracted to you that doesn't have your orientation and you're not interested in them, even if it's, like, you're straight and you're a girl and the guy is interested in you, but you do not like him, it's always going to be awkward, so...
Some of you guys know the story about how the very first boyfriend I had, the very first person I fell in love with and I did certain things with. After we broke up, I found out that A, he was apparently bisexual. B, he was apparently, like, transgender. All of you guys know that I'm not prejudiced. You know, I don't hate on that kind of thing. But how the hell can I reconcile my fact to the fact that I lost my virginity to a guy who wants to be a girl? How can I act around that person now? It really is just being in that sticky situation.
Okay, I think there's two main factors with why people will have that change in reaction to somebody or suddenly that I don't know how to react. And one of them is what we were talking about earlier where, oh, well, you're just doing that because I'm gay. And so they're terrified that that is going to come back on them because that's the kind of thing that they hear happen or see happen. And even though it's probably, you know, the very small percentage, that's what you hear about, that gets hyped up, you know. So there's that sudden, oh, well, now that I know, I don't want to do something that I'm going to get in trouble for. The other part is, I think it's human nature that when you find out something different, it takes you a while to process it. And it doesn't matter what that different is. Imagine people who get cancer and lose half their friends because their friends don't know how to suddenly treat them anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
it has,
yeah. Yeah. It's, or, you know, or you, she just lost her husband and her friends don't know how to treat her anymore. There's so many things that when something about a person doesn't change but is revealed, suddenly people don't know how to react anymore.
Right.
And so they will more often than not step back.
Well, in my case, what it was more culture shock, just because I'd never been exposed to that before, because I'd never been exposed to an openly gay woman. I don't mean to insult you, Kai, when I say this or any other lesbian that's listening to this. I've always was taught when I was younger that they were the really effeminate males, that all they cared, they wanted to be women, but they couldn't be. And then there was these beastly man-hating lesbians that, you know, that's what they were. But here was this fairly attractive woman in front of me that didn't fit the mold. But she was an openly gay woman. She had the short hair and she kind of, you know... She didn't shave her legs. Don't ask me how I know that.
You know, that is a stereotype I fit. I don't shave. I hate shaving.
Right. And there's some straight women that hate that too. But I mean,
when I'm with somebody, you know.
Yeah, it didn't fit into a norm that it was told to me.
People do have prejudices. Like, even if they're not necessarily that they hate these people or any of that, they have a certain idea of what people are, and that does cause uncertainties when it clashes. And most of this is just based on experiences from your life. I met a girl who, I guess, she had a boyfriend who cheated on her with a guy who was bisexual, and she told me straight out that being bisexual is just an excuse to cheat on your significant other. And she had no problem with gays, she had no problem with straights, lesbians, whatever, but being bisexual, that was wrong because that's just an excuse to cheat.
I called myself bisexual for a long time before I realized that that's really the wrong term for what I feel. And I always told people that, you know, I may like men, I may like women, but I don't like men and women at the same time. I personally think, even though, you know, I do like men and women, that you're either gay or you're straight. Like, I'm with a girl right now, so I'm straight. But in the future, I could be with a guy and I will be viewed as gay. You're never in the public eye viewed as a bisexual, like legitimately bisexual.
But is how the public views you enough to make you change your own self-view?
Well, no.
What does it matter if the public won't see you that way?
This ties directly into what my mom said. So I was talking to her about, and she was like, well, if you're ever with a guy, then you're just straight, right? And I was like, not really, because you can't just drastically change it like that. I mean, the public eye you would be, but like, you still don't feel completely straight.
Yeah, it's like, you're not straight just because you're with a girl, although, and I've told you this, Akiv, that actually would make you gay.
Technically,
yes. If you're with a girl, and then straight if you're with a guy. So, once again, the public view is not what's important. It's what your view of yourself is.
When it comes down to that kind of thing, and this is going to sound really, really awful, because this is also how I felt, and this is how my mother felt. After I found out that my ex was, like, bi and didn't tell me, I spent all that time worrying. Was I not good enough for him? Did I not turn him on enough? Blah, 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 blah. Especially for my mother, who, you know, like, loved him or whatever. And then it was like, I'm gay. Well, then she's going to be all like, was I not good enough for him? Which is obviously not the right way of thinking, because it's a very emotional way of thinking.
Something that goes along with that is that whenever I go into a relationship, I make sure to tell somebody. I make sure to tell the person I'm with that I view myself as though I were a girl. And I will tell them that I like men and women. That doesn't mean I'm going to leave you just because, oh, I'm bored, I want to go with a guy now, or I'm bored, I want to go with a girl now. I was talking to Chuck the other day, and I, off the top of my head, I coined this phrase, I'm in love with a personality, not an organ. And I guess, you know, I haven't heard anybody else say it, so I guess it's mine now. And
better copyright it fast.
I already have my status.
You know what's funny, Akiv, is that I have to say, your voice is much deeper than I expected it to be.
Oh, yeah, it got deeper, unfortunately.
Well, your picture is very misleading, because I remember the first time I saw that picture, I was like, get out, that's a dude. I really thought, how happy
that makes me.
Yeah, I mean, when I first, it was a quick glance. I was looking at it. I was just, you know, on the computer. I was like, oh, hey, new chick on the, you know, wherever I was at. And I was like, okay, moving right along. And then I went back and I was like, wait a minute, that's Ashton.
And you know what? Really, you know? The first time I saw his picture, I thought, wow, he needs a haircut.
You know, oh my god! You know, my first reaction was that he has no eyes.
Going back to what Adam said, oh, there's a new chick on wherever he was. I was walking down the street with my ex-girlfriend, and we had passed a house, and there were guys cooking out on the side, and one of them goes, hey, ladies, how's it going? One of the other guys turns to him, he's like, dude, one of those chicks is a guy. And I turned to my girlfriend at the time, and I go, you have no idea how happy that just made me. And she just smiled and nodded, and it was fun.
Maybe you can console Leaf at getting mistaken for a girl at PAX.
Oh my god. Leaf will never, ever, ever live that down in his future.
I think he's accepted it, because I've joked with him a few times about it, and he's just embraced the fact and be like, oh yeah, I'm a pretty girl.
Our personality and sexuality connected.
Yes.
I think so. I grew up around girls, which I don't think had anything to do with where I am today, but I've always had very feminine mannerisms, and I've just been one of the girls, I guess, is the best way to put it, in my group of friends.
At some point, I would have said, without a doubt, no. And to some degree, I still believe that. I mean, people have their stereotypes where you don't have to be the femme guy to be gay, and you don't have to be the butch girl to be lesbian.
Right.
But at the same time, I've always been the kind of person who have avoided putting labels on things. You know, I've been vegetarian for however many years, but for years refused to call myself a vegetarian because people had an expectation of what a vegetarian acts like. But then, like, on House, for example, they made the statement, House says, you know, he could tell that 13 was bi because bis always refuse to put labels on things, which is exactly me. And then every time I've, you know, very hesitantly, after knowing someone for months, told them that I was bi, they said, yeah, I kind of figured that.
I think that brings up the question of whether gaydar is a legitimate thing or not.
It is if you know how to pay attention to body language. Like, just
I have fantastic gaydar.
you do.
I think people who are more open-minded, which generally are people who are gay or even bi or lesbian or what have you, since they have had to change their way of thought and realize all this stuff, they tend to have a more in-tune one because they realize they can pick up on signs from other people who are going through right. that. But there is some legitimate thing there.
I think the term gaydar is probably well outdated. It needs to move on because it's not that, oh, I'm so good at picking up people who are gay. It's that I'm very good at picking up on somebody else's sexuality.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if they're gay or straight or bi.
Right. Because a lot of it has to do with body language. I do have pretty decent gaydar if that's what we're using for right now. Just because I watch people's body language. And a lot of it, you kind of pick up on subtleties. I'm completely 100% straight. But it's pretty easy for me to spot them just because I look at their tendencies towards, like, when a lesbian is talking with another female. Their body language suggests more openness.
Attraction.
Exactly. As to where, you know, a gay man, because I've been hit on by a gay man. At first, it was really weird just because of my product of my environment. But now it's just like, yeah, damn right you want me. I'm fucking sexy, you know, but...
It makes sense that people who are at least partially attracted to their own gender, not referring to you, Adam, would have higher-tuned gaydar, if we must call it that, though I hate the term, are more likely be able to recognize people who are attracted to the same gender because they have to look for it. Because you have to worry that if you hit on someone who's straight, they might get really angry or upset. So you need to be more certain for hitting on people than someone who's purely heterosexual.
You know, I think it is more fundamental than that. It comes down to they allow for it in their world point of view.
Yeah.
Because I allow for other people to be gay, I can recognize those who are, as opposed to somebody who has make no allowances for it and will completely gloss over the most flamboyant person in the world because they don't want to see it.
What about the culture of the U.S. makes the battle for gay rights harder? What differs us from countries who are more gay friendly?
And this is a theory that my stepdad actually put out here. His theory was that all the people who moved from, like, the Midwest, the East Coast, all the way back to California back in the 1800s, were, like, the adventurous types that they wanted new things. They were open-minded. And so those are the types of people that settled in that area. And therefore, although, you know, this fluctuates because, you know, it's been, like, centuries and shit. That was the general attitude over there, whereas in the Midwest, it's like the stay home. You know, we don't want things to change. And so in a way, different parts of the country kind of reflect that. And I think also, I mean, we were built on Puritans, please.
Yeah.
Well, that's still kind of true, Leia, that the adventurous types like me who grow up in the Midwest somehow end up on one of the coasts.
That's totally true because I'm sick and tired of living in the Midwest. And I'm planning on moving to the East Coast.
The United States is a huge country. Absolutely gigantic. I mean, not as big as all countries, blah, blah. But we're like the size of Western Europe. Or
we are, I believe, the
Western
third largest
Europe.
Nation on Earth.
And so you get a lot of difference where you have California could be a country of its own in Europe. Massachusetts, New York could be countries of their own in Europe. And so I think to some degree we get stereotyped as because a lot of the Midwest and a lot of the South is kind of against different sexual identities. That means that we all are. But we're big. There's lots of different opinions.
Right.
Do you think that if the media increased the number of homosexual characters in books, movies, etc., that public acceptance would increase?
Honestly, I'm going to have to say the acceptance of it is just it's going to come with time. Putting it in media, putting it in, you know, in books, movies, TV shows and stuff like that, people have to come to it on their own.
See, the thing is, we already have lots and lots and lots of side characters who are gay or lesbian, and they tend to be extremely stereotypical, which means that people get a stereotypical idea.
You get stereotypical views of it because it's not completely obvious right away that they would be gay or a lesbian or what have you, because it's not usually very obvious, but you would just assume right away that someone's straight. Like, everyone assumes that a character would be straight off the bat, even if they don't actually know. So there's no way of knowing for sure unless you actually make it obvious to people that they're gay.
That goes to everything. It's like on the internet, and I admit, I do it. Every person I talk to on the internet, unless I am told different, is a white male straight.
To me, maybe I'm just being cynical, but even if you put, like, gay characters into, like, TV shows, whatever, it's not going to, like, make acceptance on people. In fact, like often, and this is what I feel like I see a lot, where if, you know, like, they put, like, a gay character in, sometimes it'll just get, like, more, like, controversy and, like, bad stuff, which isn't to say that they should avoid doing that, but at the same time, I don't think, like, shoving a whole bunch of gay people into, like, media is going to create acceptance.
And you know what? Every time there is a gay couple in a movie, one of them dies. One or both.
Must Love Dogs is a movie where there's a gay couple and they survive and they're adorable.
What about the show Modern Family? They're a gay couple
that adopted a child. I fucking love that show. Oh.
There's a gay couple in there that adopted a child. Actually, I find those two guys hilarious.
One of my coworkers is extremely, extremely conservative, and I've been told by another coworker, the only coworker I'm out to, she said, be careful if it ever comes up because he, like, hates on gays so much. But he loves Modern Family so much, and I was kind of a little bit on eggshells about that part, but he even said, he was like, oh, I love the gay guys so much, they're so funny, and, like, it doesn't really matter that they're gay, they're just so funny. I was like, Right. Really? I thought you hated gay people.
Yeah.
Someone wrote a comment on Modern Family on Hulu about how gay people need to stop playing straight men. And I was like, so is your theory here that women who aren't princesses should stop playing princesses and that guys should stop playing cowboys in the 17th century because it's completely impossible to know how to be anything that you're not?
Do you know what I would like to see in a TV show? A recurring character, not necessarily the main character, but a recurring character who is just a character. He's not in a relationship. He's not, or, you know, she's not, you know, doing this or that. And in one episode, it simply happens that, oh, yeah, you didn't know? Yeah, I'm gay. And then it goes on from there, and it's never brought up again.
Questions, comments, concerns about what we've discussed so far?
I have been wanting to talk about this ever since I remembered it in the middle of the podcast. I have heard about this group, and this is more to Adam and how he feels about it. There is a group of people who go around to funerals of soldiers who have died in combat, saying that you have died because of the support of gay rights. How does that make you feel?
I would straight fucking deck those people. That person died to protect freedom, not gay rights. He protected freedom, the freedom to be gay, the freedom to be straight, freedom, not just gay rights. That's exactly. Where That's I stand on I'm, that. I will really knock someone out if someone said that. You died for gay rights. No, they died for freedom.
The irony of those protesters is that you can't be gay in the military, and yet they're at military funerals protesting homosexuality. I don't understand where they put those two together.
Anyone protesting or turning a soldier's, marine, sailor, airman's death into a political statement should be fucking shot. I'm getting off on a tangent here, but the seriousness of someone dying in combat for freedom, whether you agree with the war or not, you don't take a soldier's, airman, marine, sailor's funeral to start sticking in political views.
No, yeah, if my dad ever dies in combat and those people show up there, I don't care if it's really my right, but I hold it as my right to be able to throw those people, physically throw those people out.
Exactly.
Of any place that we are. I hold that as my personal right to protect my dad's memory and my dad and what.
Exactly.
I didn't know your dad was military.
Who my dad is. Yeah, he is.
Sil, your final thought.
I think he went away.
I think he's asleep.
All right, Z, your final thought.
My final thoughts? Okay. I am a woman. I curve where supermodels don't. I sag where teenagers don't. I have hair where porn stars don't. But I have brains where blow-up dolls don't.
Hey.
Kai, your final thought.
I don't think I can follow that. anything I say is going to be completely idiotic and stupid compared.
Awesome. Leia, your final thought.
Well, see, I kind of got a ditto Kai on that one. And also, I'm so zoned out at this point because once it hits 3 a.m., I will have been up for 24 hours. So I'm just like, gay people are awesome. Fuck the rest.
Thank you very much.
No, fuck straight people. That is my final thought. Fuck straight.
Why doesn't everyone just fuck each other and just happy sex all around? That's my
I approve.
Akeev, your final thought.
I'm not going to lie, toward the beginning there, I was very close to tears because of the things that I was thinking I was going to talk about that I didn't get to talk about, but that's okay.
Well, that's it for the LFTO Thinker Box. Many thanks go out to Leia, Miss Zara, Kyrie Ann, Akeev, and the Sylvester. If you'd like to obtain an uncut version of today's podcast, shoot us an email at LFTOthinkerbox@hotmail.com, and we will be happy to send you an unedited copy of the show. Be sure to tune in next week as we talk about superpowers and find out if it's alright to force choke a motherfucker who really deserves it. The LFTO Thinker Box is produced by DeProfit02 and Amari T. Theme song composed by Super Jim with cover art created by Rain Zero. If there's a topic you'd like to hear us discuss on the LFTO Thinker Box, drop us an email at LFTOthinkerbox@hotmail.com. If it's good or we're completely stumped for ideas, you might hear us talk about it. See you next week! All right, now, okay, I am straight. All right.
I don't think you are.
What's all this stuff about Denzel Washington? Or, no, wait.
Hey,
it was Denzel.
If Denzel walks into my house right now and says, we're having sex, guess what we're doing?
We're having sex. Denzel, look, if Denzel Washington walks into your house and says, we're having sex, what's really happening is someone is taking you to the psychological ward.
or I'm assuming he's talking to Emily.
Okay, I don't really see the attraction, Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I saw
a movie at my high school.
Hi, you don't count.
Honestly, I have such difficulty recognizing people's faces. Denzel Washington walks into my house and says we're having sex, and I scream and call the police.
No, yeah, Morgan Freeman walks into my house. Oh, I'm just gonna be gooey puddle on the floor.
Morgan Freeman's old though.
I don't care. I like my men old.
I count. People say, "Oh, they're old. They're old." No, I count it as experienced.
Oh yeah.
Not necessarily.
Oh my god.
But from my standpoint, go ahead, Zia. I'll go last again. Oh. You hate me. Everybody hates me.
Well, yes. But at least
we're united in that.
But they're all in agreement. That's the only thing y'all can agree on right now is everyone hates me. Wow. My self-esteem's just going through the roof right now.
I love everyone, including you.
Don't lie to me.
I think there's two.
Some love is less than others.
Shut up, Kai.
Hey.
Shut up.
I don't want to.
Say it.
All right. You know what? I gotta go to sleep. It's 10 o'clock.
Just say that line real quick, real fast. Uncut and so long.
Real quick, real fast.
Just say it. The line.
You're wasting your time.
I know.